This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. We're honored to have in the studio today two guests, Chris and Frank Besney. They are board members of the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, and they're here to talk about what has become a legendary event on the Coastside, and that is Dream Machines, and it's on again this coming April the 26th. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
So I see your signs around town, and one of the things it says a world of wonders, so help us to wonder no more. Tell us all about Dream Machines for 2026.
Dream Machines is and always has been a truly unique show. So many different organizations have fundraisers that involve cars, but not many have fundraisers that involve machines. We've got everything from cars to trucks to motorcycles to small engines to steam engines. Anything that has anything to do with wheels or engines, we've got it, and it's truly, truly unique.
And how about airplanes?
And airplanes, that's right, yeah.
You can't forget that.
Anything that flies also, and now we're into technology, so robots, we're going to have everything at the show. It's going to be amazing.
Any idea the variety of aircraft that will be coming in this year?
Well, we have several of them flying in from out of the area, and we're not sure exactly who and what, but we know that there's going to be a nice variety, and I might have someone who will share a little bit more about that.
Yes, we've got some P-51s, mostly some small warbirds. We've got P-51s, D-4s. We've got about six pilots and their planes coming in, and of course that's going to change during the course of the day as people fly in on their own and come into the airport. We should have a pretty wide display of planes.
Now, I have to confess, that's been one of the things that I've always enjoyed. And over the years, you've had a great variety of aircraft, sometimes like DC-3s and maybe even an old bomber like a B-17. And I know it varies from year to year, but it's always kind of exciting. Now, I know in years past, they've also had aircraft available for touring. You could actually get on, I think, a helicopter or something and take a kind of a tour. Do you know if that's going to be available?
Unfortunately, that will not be available, and it's pretty much due to the fact of with everything going on in the aviation world right now, we're being restricted as far as being able to do that. So we'll be pretty much static display for the weekend.
Now, when it comes back to cars, I know that one of the things that is always very popular is to see the great car models from years gone by, 1956 Chevys with tuck and roll and all that sort of thing. Can we expect a good variety of that again?
Oh, most definitely. Cars are my favorite, I have to admit. We're going to have everything from A to Z. We have just an incredible variety that have already signed up and are committed to coming, and we'll have many more come along the way.
This is a family event, so I know historically we have also had things for the kids to do. Can you give us any insight?
We've got a whole fun kids zone, and would you like to tell us a little bit, Chris, about what's in the kids zone?
Yeah, I know we've got a climbing wall. We've got a Millennium Falcon bouncy house, so that should be loads of fun for the kiddos. And, you know, it's not just about the kids. I think for adults in the same area, the entertainment area, we've got three wonderful bands that are going to play at 10 a.m. We have Mississippi Slide, which is an award-winning blues band. They were in the finalists for the blues competition in the U.S. in Memphis, Tennessee. At 12, we have Shanna Morrison, who's got a wonderful band, plays a variety of pop. And you might even hear her do some of her dad's music, who is Van Morrison. And at 2 o'clock, our headliner is Momo Tambo SF, who are former members of Santana and Mallow, and they will be thrilling us with their sound. And so that whole entertainment area, encompassing the music, the kids zone, a lot of great food. We've got great food trucks. It's going to be a really enjoyable scene for people coming to the show.
You might even say a world of wonder.
A world of wonder.
We most definitely would say that any chance we have.
The radio station has covered that event for many years, and we always enjoy being there. And we also plan to be doing a live remote broadcast from the Dream Machines. So, again, we invite all of our listeners to come down and say hi to us, because we'd like to see you as well. Basically, the hours for the show, you open at 10. And it runs through
till 4 p.m.
Okay. Or sometimes even a little bit longer.
or sometimes a little later. Depends how quickly we get out.
Plenty of parking.
Lots of parking. We've expanded our parking areas. And I do want to say, too, that at our admissions process, we've really, really improved over the last couple years. We've widened the alleys getting in. We've added some extra space on the road for cars to come in. And now, of course, with ticket sales online at Eventbrite, at Pacific Coast Dream Machines, it's our website.com. I should mention that first. And at Eventbrite, we have ticket sales, and you can get your tickets in advance. They're discounted right now. And if you have your tickets in advance, you can just scan them right as you go through. You don't have to wait in line. We don't have to look up your credit card or wait for the internet to come up. And it just makes it all so much smoother and faster.
Yes. And just a note that customer parking is free of charge, so you don't have to worry about that. We have plenty of spectator parking. It's all free. And yeah, if you buy your tickets in advance, it's even quick to get in, not just for a show car, but for spectators to come in. So we really encourage you to get your tickets before you get to the gate on the day of the show, and that will make it so much faster for you to get in.
I'm going to steal this from Chris, too, in that we really encourage you to do that if you can, is buy your tickets in advance. It's a wonderful donation to the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, and that's what the most important part is for us. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to get in smoothly and quickly.
Now, we should also talk about volunteers. I understand you've sent out some things on social media indicating that you would like to have some people volunteer to help with traffic control and other things. And if a person does that, there's some benefit to them. Tell us about that.
Yes, most definitely. We're always looking for volunteers. We're so fortunate to have a great group of volunteers, that many who have been there since the beginning of the show, but who are also getting a little tired since 1990, doing this every year. So we're always looking for some new people. It is a great event. It's fun to participate with these people. And coming in allows you to, of course, volunteering allows you to have free admission to the show. We have a wonderful lunch that we'll be providing for you. We'll have hot drinks. We'll have cold drinks. We'll have a t-shirt for you. And we will also have a party after for all volunteers.
Oh, a party. Everybody loves a party, right?
Yeah, and Jim will join us for that, I'm sure. And which will be at Long Branch Saloon. We're looking forward to that, although we've got to get through the event first, but we're looking forward to that.
So if a person wants more information or to buy the tickets, they can go again to the website, which is?
If you go to PacificCoastDreamMachines.com, you'll find all the information about the show there, all the information about ticketing, and also a volunteer site. If you can volunteer, please do. All the jobs are listed on the site, and there's a description of them, and there's a wide variety of shifts that are available. You can sign up for any shift, and if you have any problems or any difficulties, just let us know. Our contact information's right on the site.
Now, we shouldn't let this pass. We touched on it before, but as fun as this event is, it also serves a worthy cause, and that's to support the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. And tell us a little bit about what the center does for the people of the community.
Yeah, Jim. The center is a key source of direct care for seniors in San Mateo County. And many of the seniors don't get the care that they need, perhaps at home. They come into the center, and it's in our name, Adult Day Health Center. And we have a daytime program that serves seniors in therapies that they need, whether it's speech or occupational therapy or physical therapy. They also get a hot lunch. They get an opportunity to have companionship and socialization for the day. And Frank and I know about this a little bit because we were caregivers to Frank's mom. She lived with us. And it's such an important role for a caregiver to have a little bit of respite, to be able to have their parent or loved one be able to go to the center, be cared for in a way that they can trust. These services are dwindling really in the county. And the reason that Dream Machines is so important to the Adult Day Health Center is because 100% of the profits after our expenses go to direct care for seniors.
And so, it's not easy being a caregiver. I mean, I know my dad in his later years, my mother was the primary caregiver, and it took a toll on her. There's no question about it. So, just being able to have your loved one taken care of for a period of time and getting that socialization, and more they're finding out that that is a major component to a healthy well-being is the socialization, which certainly would be a big aspect of what the center offers.
Yes, exactly. It's a service that so much of the funding comes from either donations, grants, bequests, different things. But these centers have been closing around the Bay Area and San Mateo County. I think, you know, we're one of the few care providers here in the San Mateo County, and so much of that funding is drying up. And that's why this show is so important.
So basically, what we're asking people to consider is coming out to a wonderful day of fun-filled events. It's a family situation, and you'll be doing good for one of our major nonprofits in the area as well. So really, it's a win-win situation. So again, I wish we had more time to visit, but unfortunately, the big clock on the wall says that we don't. So we're going to have to say goodbye for now, but thanks again for coming in and sharing that with us, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the Dream Machines.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you, and thank you, your listeners, for tuning in and hopefully coming out into the show.
They call it a world of wonder, the legendary Pacific Coast Dream Machines, a benefit for Coastside Day Adult Health Center. Dream Machines takes place Sunday, April 26th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Get your tickets and more information by visiting PacificCoastDreamMachines.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now let us travel back to 1967, courtesy of Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine. You're listening to the voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1967. Back in time to April of 1967. What is happening in the sleepy town of Half Moon Bay back in the 60s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, no major invasion of hippies feared for the Coastside area this summer. A spokesperson for the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department is predicting no hippie invasion of the Coastside beaches this summer. There were worries that because of the influx of hippies, to the Haight-Ashbury area of San Francisco. That would cause many of them to travel south to San Mateo County coastside. However, if an invasion occurs, the Sheriff's Department says they are ready to handle any difficulties that may arise. And drag races open this Saturday at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Half Moon Bay Drag Strip opens its 1967 season in style April 16th with the world's top eliminator and all-star card. La Honda youth killed in crash. 18-year-old Thomas O'Sullivan of La Honda was killed when the truck in which he was riding hit the coastside bridge at San Gregorio Beach. Junior student at Pescadero High School and was a passenger in the flatbed truck. Authorities said the accident may have been caused by the fact that the truck had 3 of 4 tires that were completely bald. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Our Little League Baseball at Smithfield is in full swing, and Wavecrest Road that leads into my restaurant will confirm that the traffic is very active down there for Little League. For years, the parents of Little Leaguers have come here after the games, and we love seeing them. They all come in uniform, celebrating a victory or adjusting their attitudes to a defeat with good food and drink. I have a long history at Smithfield, having been part of the games from age 12. My folks signed us up at the time, and there was not girls softball as of yet. So my sister at age 10, Kendra, she signed up for a Little League position. My folks were informed they had to be present at every practice. They said they wanted to attend all the games, but why the practices, they replied. You do realize your daughter is signing up for Boys Little League, and it's state law that a parent must be present for both practices and games. My mom said she got a lot of reading done at Smithfield. Then the girls' softball happened, and my sister is still a big fan of Naomi Patridge and her wonderful softball coaching years up at the high school for many, many years. Fast forward, now I'm sponsoring a team that my son plays on, Carter, and it's called Cameron's Bombers. We are truly blessed to have a great Smithfield playing fields and the many volunteers and parents who put their hearts into coaching our kids, and they love to play the game. And of course, we have lights down there now, so we literally have the field of dreams here in Half Moon Bay. Keep calm and play ball on. More American troops are sent into fight in the Vietnam War, and the total stands at 475,000 troops. Anti-war rallies also increase. In another part of the world, Syria, Egypt, and Jordan attack Israel in 6 days of fighting. Israel repels the attack and occupies more territory than before the war began. Protesting the lack of rock music on the BBC stations, 21 pirate radio stations begin broadcasting in the English Channel to some 10 to 15 million in Britain. The government accounts and closes them down. They weren't happy about it. But the BBC takes the music and some of the disc jockeys and puts them on their radio network. A series of tornadoes strikes the Chicago area, killing more than 60 people and creating millions of dollars worth of damage. Back in England, a new type of model becomes fashion sensation by the name of Twiggy, and the miniskirt continues to get shorter and even more popular. Cost of living numbers, average annual income is $14,250. Buy a home for half that amount. Gas is 33 cents a gallon, and that should take your breath away. A movie ticket is $1.25. Popular movies include The Graduate, Cool Hand Luke. In popular music, he was the lead singer of the Four Seasons and went solo in 1966. Now in 1967, he's flying high with this number one gold record. Here's Frankie Valli and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. Love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I
too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Even sad songs can be popular, and this popular artist can attest too. Here's Engelbert Humperdinck and Release Me. Join me again next time for a journey in another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's financial focus. Sustainable investing means investing with purpose. When you think about investing, you probably want your money to grow, but maybe you also want it to make a positive difference in the world while you continue pursuing your financial goals. That's the foundation of sustainable investing, an approach that considers environmental, social, and governance, or ESG, factors alongside traditional financial analysis. Sustainable investing allows you to support better business practices through your investment choices. It looks at how companies address issues ranging from climate change to worker well-being to corporate ethics. At its core, it is about aligning investments with personal values while still focusing on long-term financial outcomes. Here are the three main areas of sustainable investing. Environmental considerations include how companies respond to climate change, use natural resources, and manage pollution. Social factors address workforce well-being, product safety, and efforts to reduce social inequities. Governance focuses on corporate behavior, ethics policies, and financial transparency. You may wonder whether investing sustainably means sacrificing returns. Research suggests it doesn't. New York University's Stern Center for Sustainable Business reviewed more than 1,000 studies from 2015 to 2020 and found that incorporating ESG factors does not inherently diminish returns, and in many cases is associated with improved financial performance. As with any investment approach, it's important to focus on high-quality investments that help support more consistent long-term returns. Sustainable investing can take several forms. ESG intentional strategies spread out your investments and have clear goals for choosing companies that follow strong environmental, social, and governance practices. Sustainable thematic strategies focus on specific issues such as clean energy or water conservation. Impact investments go a step further, targeting measurable environmental or social outcomes. Because they prioritize more narrow, specific objectives, they may carry higher volatility and potentially lower returns. One concern you may hear about is greenwashing, which happens when companies or funds exaggerate their environmental efforts. To help prevent this, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission created a rule in 2023 that requires any fund with ESG in its name to keep at least 80% of its assets in ESG-aligned investments. Another challenge is data consistency. Today, 99% of S&P 500 companies report ESG metrics, according to the Center for Audit Quality. But different rating providers still use different methods. Looking at relative rankings can help you compare companies and mutual funds in a more consistent way. Deciding whether to include sustainable investments in your portfolio really depends on your values and financial goals. You can build a well-diversified portfolio with or without them. A qualified financial advisor can help you understand whether adding sustainable investments fits your overall strategy and makes sense for your situation. As more companies disclose ESG data and more funds offer sustainable options, investors have increasing opportunities to align their portfolios with their values without sacrificing their financial objectives. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones at Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you heard that the U.S. Surgeon General recently issued an advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk? Hello, my name is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and your guest host today for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm going to talk to you about alcohol use and the steps you can take now to safeguard yourself and your well-being. Recent news from the U.S. Surgeon General has brought to light a crucial health concern, the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. This may be unsettling news for many, but understanding the risks and knowing the steps you can take to protect your health is more important than ever. For years, we've been aware of the effects of alcohol has on our liver, brain, and heart. But now research reveals that alcohol can increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including breast cancer, liver cancer, and cancers of the mouth and throat. In fact, the Surgeon General's report urges that no level of alcohol consumption is completely risk-free when it comes to cancer. So, what does this mean for you? It's simple. Understanding the risks of alcohol and taking steps to evaluate your habits is the first step toward better health. If you or someone you care about drinks regularly, it's time to think about the impact of that decision. When I come back, I'll talk about the practical steps you can take today to evaluate your drinking habits and more after this word from Dr. Brian Shepherd.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and today we are discussing the recent U.S. Surgeon General advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk. We want to start by evaluating our drinking habits. Take a close look at your alcohol consumption. Are you drinking more than you intended? The Centers for Disease Control defines heavy drinking as more than 8 drinks a week for women and 15 drinks a week for men. Are you exceeding that? This is a good time to be honest with yourself. You'll also want to consider your family's health history. Some people may have a higher genetic risk of developing certain cancers. It's important to know your family health history and talk with your doctor about how alcohol could interact with those factors. And if you're concerned or need support, talking to a healthcare provider is a good next step. They can help you assess your alcohol use, identify any signs of risk, and guide you through safe ways to reduce consumption. But let's be clear, you're not alone. Whether you're thinking about cutting back, quitting, or just want to know more, there are resources out there to support you. The National Cancer Institute has tools to help you assess your risk, and local health agencies such as the San Mateo County Health Department offer counseling and support for those looking to make a change. Remember, your health is a journey, and taking small steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. If you're worried about alcohol's impact on your health or the risk of cancer, You don't have to face it alone. Taking the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. Take the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. You are your best advocate, and together we can make choices that support a longer, healthier life. For additional information or support, please feel free to reach out to me at 415-225-0973 or visit my website, lilygodso.com. That's L-I-L-Y, Lily, Godso, G-O-D-S-O-E.com. And let's start a conversation today to help you take the next step toward understanding and action. Your health matters. Don't wait. Start the conversation today. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godso with Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to a high-octane edition of the Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and today the Carousel Caravan has pulled off Highway 1 and onto the runway at the Half Moon Bay Airport. We are here for an exclusive preview of the 32nd Annual Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show, coming your way Sunday, April 26th, while the sky will be filled with vintage warbirds and the ground covered in over 2,000 classic machines. The heartbeat of the day is the music on the Running Down a Dream stage. This year's schedule is a powerhouse of soul, rock, and Latin fire. We're kicking things off with a band that will be waking up the coast at 10 a.m. on show day. Let's start the engines with the blues and soul of Mississippi Slide on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
I'm
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. You've got it on Coastside Carousel, and we're celebrating Pacific Coast Dream Machines about a week from now on Sunday, April 26th, and we're playing all the bands that you'll hear on the stages there right next to the food court. We'll be broadcasting live, Jay Michaels and yours truly, all day long, giving you the sights and sounds of the 32nd annual Dream Machine Show. That was the gritty, soulful sound of Mississippi Slide. They're getting the party started bright and early 10 a.m. on Sunday the 26th. A reminder, support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Whether you're stopping in for fish and chips or grabbing a pint, Cameron's is the heart of Half Moon Bay hospitality. Visit them on Highway 1 or maybe get some to-go food at camerons pub.com. Mike Dale sitting with you, broadcasting from the airport today. The anticipation of Dream Machines is already in the air. And following the blues, the stage shifts at 11:30 on Sunday the 26th to an artist with a legendary musical pedigree and a voice that can jump from a whisper to a roar. We're talking about Shayna Morrison. Now, when people learn that Shayna is Van Morrison's daughter, the first thing you want to know is how much she's been influenced by her dad. Remember the songs like Brown Eyed Girl we play right here on KHMB? Well, Van's writing has definitely influenced his daughter's work, but not tremendously. Shanna's got a gritty, bluesy approach to her pop rock and roots rock, and actually it owes a lot more to female singer-songwriters like Bonnie Raitt, Melissa Etheridge, and Sheryl Crow. Let's hear a few tracks from Shayna right now to get you in the mood for Sunday the 26th. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Melt the heart of steel, that's what I give. Lit up my first cigarette, didn't hurt me none. I realized the danger on my 97 one. Took a pill, did the patch, got myself hypnotized. I blew away the ashes, drew a great big breath of life. Now it's one less monkey hanging on my back. Shook it off, cut it loose, and that's 5, 4, 3, 2. One less monkey that I have to feed. I feel so much lighter now, and that's one less monkey on me. I was just a number on the clock from 9 to 5. Rushing through the madness I was paying with my life. A dream, I had a plan a long, long time ago. I resigned myself to freedom and I took it on the road. Now it's one less monkey hanging on my back. Shook it off, cut it loose, and that's 5, 4, 3, 2. One less monkey that I had to feed. I feel so much lighter now. That's one less monkey on me. There's a jungle full of monkeys that would love to weigh you down. I'm looking for a better way of monkeying around. One less monkey hanging on my back. I shook it off, cut it loose, and that's 5, 4, 3, 2. One less monkey that I have to feed. I feel so much lighter now. I feel so much higher now. Feel so much finer now. That's one last monkey on me. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Want to see, want to get off of me. Shake it off. One less monkey.
You got it on Coastside Carousel, 100.9 FM and AM 1710 KHMB, your community, your voice. I'm Mike Dale, and that is Shayna Morrison, the daughter of Van Morrison. Yes, that Van Morrison. On KHMB. Great stuff from her. And you will see Shayna on the stage at 11:30, the Running Down a Dream stage. Great music all day long. Sunday, April 26th, what a day that's going to be. Looking ahead to this massive event, Dream Machines 2026. It's the 32nd annual. It's Mike Dale here, and I will be with you as well on broadcast day. Jay Michaels joins me, Jim Henderson. We'll have what we call the Toaster, our mobile broadcast unit out there. All brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank of Half Moon Bay, and music, great music all day long. Also, a lot of great food, and of course, vintage cars, aircraft, and it's a day we won't forget. Now, last year was a bit chilly. Hopefully, we get some warm weather this year. I'm hoping for it. Cross your fingers, Half Moon Bay. And now our headliners for the Running Down a Dream stage is Momotombo SF. This is a great band, and they're not just a band, actually. They're a living piece of Latin rock history. They're all former members of Malo and Santana. They bring that unmistakable Mission District fire, blending heavy percussion, guitars, and iconic horns. If you're a fan of the Abraxas era of Santana or Suavecito sound back in 1971, you don't want to miss this set. I remember those eras. I was 14 at the time, right here in Half Moon Bay, and those songs are indelibly stamped in my musical DNA. It's going to be a perfect climax to a day of mechanical and musical masterpieces. Here's a taste of the fire of Momotombo SF on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful track. There is Suavecito with Momo Tombo SF. You will hear that song on Sunday, April 26th, when the band hits the main stage, 2 o'clock. What a great day of live music and live cars, aircraft. It's just an amazing event, the 32nd annual Pacific Coast Dream Machines. Can't wait to see you there. Mike Dale, yours truly here, and Jay Michaels will join me along with Jim Henderson, broadcasting live from the event all day long. All brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank of Half Moon Bay. Let's recap now. So Sunday the 26th, Mississippi Slide hits the main stage at 10 a.m. Then 11:30, it's Shayna Morrison, daughter of Van Morrison, and right there, Momo Tombo at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's more than just a show. It's a celebration of the mechanical genius and musical soul that brings it all to Half Moon Bay. Make sure to get your tickets early at dreammachines.org. And don't forget to drop by the KHMB booth. Well, it's our toaster, but we call it a booth. We're broadcasting live, and we want to see you there. Come and say hello. We'll put you on the radio. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Too often today, when we look at our government, we consider the Constitution as the founding document. It was not. It was the Declaration of Independence. For generations, Americans held the Declaration as the standard for American values. As Abraham Lincoln explained, our founders established great self-evident truths that their posterity might look up to the Declaration of Independence. This way, truth and justice and mercy and all the humane and Christian virtues might not be extinguished from the land. My countrymen, if you have been taught doctrines conflicting with the great landmarks of the Declaration of Independence, let me entreat you to come back. Come back to the truths that are in the Declaration of Independence. According to Abraham Lincoln, the Declaration established the Christian values by which American government was to operate.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.